Vayter in Shas, we are in Makkos, Daf, Chav, Beis, picking up on Chav, Falvin, Beis, Bada, Bada, Beis, four lines up, but we're actually taking it eight lines up to be able to get into the flow. By eight, I mean nine. Remember we said in our Mishnah that a person can be Chayiv in one shot, they'll be Chayiv over eight things. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Ula, the Rav Nacha, why only eight? Vilkan, I'm Shem Zoya, Biyantov. What do we also say? He's over, also, you should get Malkos also for Zoya, for plowing, for our planting. Amar Le says to him, when he said eight, you know, he listed eight, but he means more than that. And he said something he left out. Zok to Gemara, I understand that concept of Tana V'Shir when we're talking about when you don't say a number. Amalei, Tana Katoni Shimoni says eight. But the Tana V'Shir, you want to say you lift over some. Then don't say eight, just start listing. So Amarav says, Nechinami. Yesh Chilik Malachas B'Shabbos and Chilik Malachas B'Yamtiv. We divide malachas in Shabbos, but not in Yom Tov. There's a special drasha specifically by Shabbos that if you do a bunch of malachas at the same time, you're going to be chayav for each one of them, and not by Yom Tov. So you're going to be chayav of one. Says the Gemara. And by the way, that's true. Amalei, who listens back, Adote, in the Chinami. That's what we pass. In fact, the Gemara, that's what we're up to. Eisu Evayim, ain't chayav malachas in Yom Tov. There's no chayav malachas in Yom Tov. Is that true? Vatanam, which is really Vatanim, is Shas changes too in the Baisa. Somebody takes the gid hanasha, which we know is the sciatic nerve, the part of the and they go out and they cook it on yantif with milk. You cook it on yantif, then you eat it. Look at chametz, you're going to be chay. Set five sets of malchus of lashes. Look at mishum ochagid, get a nasha, also you get malchus of sheish b'maisa. But look at mishum vashel b'yantif shalotzar. You also get a malchus for cooking yantif that you don't need to be doing over here, because you're only allowed to cook if you actually are allowed to have a reason to be doing it. Here, there's no tzorech. V'logim mishum v'asod gid b'chalav. It's a basa b'chalav. V'logim mishum ochel basa b'chalav. You're eating basa b'chalav. V'loke beep, turn the page. Chav b'yizim alav. Mishum avara for lighting a fire and sham on yontif that you don't need to. You don't need to be mentioning it over here. You don't have to be lighting it all, right? And because you're doing it to cook something that says asr, therefore that itself is a problem. The emis, and if it's really true that we don't say this chilik malachos, then mishum avara lo mechayev, you shouldn't be chayev for avara either. Why separate set for lighting the fire? Da ichiyev lei mishum bishula, you're already chayev for cooking the milk and meat together, right? Which is mishum bishula. So then why would you be chayev also for lighting the fire? You shouldn't need that. So it must be, we do chilek malachos b'yantif, even though you did like one and the same, you get two. So Gemara, no, you're right. Good point. This is a good question. So we don't do chilek malachos. So apek avar, take that one out. That's not what we're talking about. Gid anasha shel nevela. Talk about a gid anasha shel nevela. That we're talking about over here, that it itself was nevela, if you're chayiv the nevela part. I have a ton of chia, lokesh time. We have a price on that statement of the five malachos you're going to get. It says lokesh time alechila. So two of them are going to be for eating. V'shal shel v'shul, and three of them for cooking. The eating is eating gid anasha and eating milk and meat that was cooked together, and three because of bishul, cooking milk and meat, cooking on a selling yontif and lighting a fire necessarily. The mishnah is really true that the gid anasha is in place of nevela, that the nevela is filling in for the fire, then shalosh shalachilasu the chayav. Then you should say three that you're chayav for eating. El abba gavar to get a var, v'ayel etzei asher. And let's go back to the fact that we're saying you're right. It's still two for achila and three for burning. V'ayel, what's the three burning? V'yat asher. Oh, that's a tree that was served as a avodah zara. And we're saying over here, we're talking about somebody who, how did you make your fire there? It was used etzei asher. And therefore, it ends up being two. Two to three again, and we're good to go. Three cooking, two for eating. For this, you shall not attach to your hand of things that are usher. This is talking about getting hanah from something that was worshipped for avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, okay, everything's good and dandy until the following. Okay, if that's the case, then you should get malchus also for another usher. Don't bring in a toeva into your house, an abomination. Right? Somebody's getting hanah from avodah zarah, something that was used for that also is going to be over this problem as well. Don't bring it into your house if you should have six. Hello, I'm asking. We're talking about Kigon Shebishtel Baatzi Hektish. We're talking about Atzi Hektish wood that was set aside for the Beit Hamikdash. Vazorasim Hachrilim from the following Vashereihem Tisru Beish. You burn and Asher retrieve. Losasun Kein Lashem Alekeichem. But don't do that to Hashem, your God. And therefore, this fifth Malkushtik over here is not for the fire in Yontif, but of lighting on fire in Yontif, but for doing Hektish stuff. Okay, everything is good and dandy. We've now fixed that up. Now, says the Gemara, Simin Shambai Shana, we're back to our eight Malkush Shtickel over here. And now we're going to be a series of things of, hold on one second. Well, you're saying only eight? Why not this one? Why not that one? Why not the other? It could be 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 that you could be over. You could be doing a lot of different things at the same time. The Gemara is not going to answer most of them. It's going to leave it unanswered. And then we're going to finally answer the very last one we bring out, though that can't be included. So this is Gemara. Maskel Rav Shaya. V'lech Shavnami Ozreya B'Nachal. He said, why do we also add into this someone who plants, if they did all this furrow in the Nachal Eson, which is the hard valley. And this is talking about Be'egla Arufa. They go and they bring it out to Nachal Eson, and the process of decapitating and killing the animal that's done over there, of the Egla. So why don't we say we did it over there also? Nachal Eson is a land that's not allowed to be worked, and if you did, it's a problem. It's from the following, that's not allowed to be worked, this land. And you work over there, so you should get Malkus also. What happened if Shem Hashem is written over there, and but through plowing it, you destroy Shem Hashem. And lo sasu ken l'shem elokeichem, destroy their naming, but not Hashem's name, and I'll do that. And Maskel v'Rav Shanami, of course, is a baharto. Why don't we also put up the case of a person who cuts off his Baharis. That's this week's parasha. Lublinish strikes again. And also someone gets rid of his Baharis, such as an issue. You can't get rid of your Saras. You can't destroy it by cutting it off yourself. It says he shomer benegat Saras. Be careful about the Saras shtickle. You're not allowed to get rid of it. It's Vamrina and Rashi. Rivanim, sorry. He shomer benegat Saras. Vamrina and Shabbos. Of Kuflam and Gimel. Bekotseis Baharasa. Kosumadaber. The shomer who lo sase. It's a lo sase of the shomer. Guard yourself not to go cut off the Baharis. Maskefla. Baye. How about this one? Vilshav Nami. Hamizia. Chachoshen. Let's also talk about the case of someone who loosens the choshen, which is the breastplate from the Kohen Gadol that's on the ephod, right? You're not allowed to do such a thing. The breastplate is the choshen, was connected to the ephod, which is the apron, and that these gold rings on the corners over there. So maybe you're not allowed to do that. Anyone who does that also while plowing the field, Vameser Badi Aron, or taking off the Badi Aron is the poles of the Aron, are never allowed to come out. Someone who takes them out while doing them, Vaseser Mehalcha V'lo Yisru, don't remove them. V'lizer choshen, you can't loosen the breastplate. Also, why not throw in all those as well? And Maskev of Asher, another one. Someone who goes ahead and they plow with Atzei Asherah. It's made out of wood from an Asherah tree, says Rivan. And nothing shall be attached to your hands of the things that are Aser. And you could throw these things as well. How about another one? Maskev of Avino. Someone who goes in and cut down good trees, like fruit trees, while they're going along the way. Rashi says, by Alicha, as they walk along the destroyed. From here, you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree, and all of these we don't answer. But then we start the following. Swear, I am not going to plow on Yontif. Someone makes such a statement, and now he does it. If you get Malkus for that, he says, no, that one, come on. Some local chal of Shavua. Shavua is not chal. Rizvan says that Mika Chayle Aleh Havale Nishba Shalo Yivatel Hamitzva Menafgalad Milarao Lehete B'Shvua De Inzu Shvua. What we're going to see right now, Mushmushba V'Omer Harsinai is already sworn into that from Harsinai. He's not allowed to go and do such a thing. So that Shvua doesn't even take effect in the first place. Therefore, there's no Malkus. Amalei, he says back to him. Hold on one second. Still, you can take a Shvua that will work. Can go number where he said Shvua Shalo Echos Bein B'Chol Bein Yontif. The guy makes a swear, I'm not going to plow on weekday or Yontif. Since there's no Isser and Chol to do such a thing, therefore it's going to be attached as well. Rashi says, Rivan says, Hainu Isser Kol. This is called an Isser Kolo. It's added on to, it tacks on to another Isser here. So the Migu the Chol Alei Shavu B'Chol, Chol Alei Nami B'Yontav, it should be Chal Yontav as well. And for the Gemara, no, Midi Yisi B'Sheilu L'Katani. We're not talking about something that you could get out of by annulling it, by being Shoel. Velo, is that Shoel means, you could ask about getting out of it. A first Adarim, a first Adarim. Velo, very hectic. Hekdesh, but what do you mean? We have the case of Hekdesh that's in the Mishnah, and we say over there about an ox or a donkey, even though it's something which is, you could do a far on. No, but B'chor, we're talking about B'chor, that you're not able to take the Kedush Ha'ad, it's Kedush Kadosh Merechem. I, very Nazir, we can get rid of the Naziris. Nah, but Nazir Shimshim, figure Nazir Shimshim, which you can't get out of. Rashi says, Ayidei Malach Kibel Naziris, I love that, who ain't lo she'ela detzivoy shalom alahu. Shimshim is stuck. Nazir Shimshon is what you can't get out. Nazir Shimshon, the Gemara, Nazir Shimshon bar, Tamuil Mesimu? What do you mean? Is he not allowed to become Tam Mes? What do you mean? Of course, there's no Isser of Nazir Shimshon not to become Tam Mes. So therefore, I you count that in as one of our eight. Ella Haitana Isser Kol Leslay. Our Tana doesn't hold of the Isser Kol, right? That idea that one gets attached to another one, and therefore you can't add the Shvuot over here, and that's why it's not as included over here. And that's why we only have those eight. Tamar of Oshaya. Ay, 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 ay. Hamarbia shor psule mugdashim. Somebody who breeds a psule hamugdashim, that's disqualified stuff that's hektish. And we're talking about a shor here, a bull. And then it goes, and what happens is it's redeemed, and you breed that with another animal, even with another cow, where there's no issue with the cow being with the cow. Still, we have ourselves a problem. Look, Ashnai, we're going to get two sets of Malkus over here. What is the case we're talking about over here? We're discussing about a case of you have an animal that's hektish, right? It's a sacrificial animal, but it got a mum kavua, and it's not able to be brought. However, you can be podet. But even after you're podet, it still contains, retains its status. Mm-hmm. In other words, you can now go ahead and use it, giza, or work it, but it's able to be shechted and eaten. Okay, this animal now is like a has like a double whammy going on at the same time. On the one hand, it still has some sort of remnants of Kedusha, but it's also Chol, right? So therefore, what ends up happening is you have Ben Kodesh L'Chol Ani Chai Ani Kadosh Azatar Lo Yachol Asot Kol Ma Shata Rotzeh, and therefore it has its own. It's like its own species right now, and therefore, and now what ends up happening is it ends up being like Kilayim, when you go ahead and you put this with another animal over here. So you're going to get Malkus, over two sets of Malkus. First one is a Kilayim, and the second one is using Psulim Mikdashim, because it's Aser to work it. Amar it's like a Manig Mishor Psulim Mikdashim. You're not allowed to use Psulim Mikdashim for work. You got to leave it. You're not able to use it for something like that. And therefore, Hamanig, that means if you leave it, it's carrying something and you're leading it to do some work, locating a Malkus over there for working this animal. But besides that, what's the work we're talking about over here? We're talking about you're not allowed to have two different animals working together, and this is like itself two different animals mixed in one. Shari guf echadu v'aso akasuv kishnei gufim. You know, it's one body. The Torah considers it like it's two bodies, and therefore even this one thing is considered two different species. If you're over an Isser of kilayim, unbelievable. Next Halakha Mishnah. All right, it looks like we're at that moment to let's talk about Malkus a little bit. So we know that the Holy Torah teaches us the following idea. It'll be that if the wicked one ends up being that he shall be getting Malkus, v'pilo shofit, the judge will throw him down. You gotta do the throwdown. V'ko lefanav, whoa, and hit. And strike him, kedeirish also, commit b'mispar, according to his wickedness by account. Arboim yakenu, lo Yosef. 40 shall he strike him. Don't you add, pen Yosef lakoso aleila makarabba v'nikla chicholeinecha, lest he strike him an additional blow beyond these, and your brother will be degraded in your eyes. Okay, with that information, we see this now, the number 40 kind of comes up. Let's discuss this. Kama malkin oso, how much do you give him? Arbaim chaser achas, 40 minus 1, aka 39. Shenemar, the pasuk says, b'mispar arbaim, in the number of 40. It's a strange lashon being used over there, in the number of 40. Rivon says, v'yipilo ashov v'yikalo fadam kedei v'shasso b'mispar, v'samach le'arboim yekenu v'darshinan k'man d'chsev b'mispar arboim. We dash and it's like, b'mispar arboim minyan shu sochem es arboim.
Because the Mepharshim Zigmund was going to explain the Lok Siv Yakenu Arboim, but Mispar doesn't say hit him with 40. El Bamis Arboim Yakenu Shamin and Dahachikamer. Minyan Hasochem Ha'arboim Cheshbon Hamashlim Schum Shabbat. The one that closes up to get to 40. Shigarim Liko Sacharav, the one that causes it call afterwards, Arboim Vahainu Shul Shematisha, and that is 39. Next, back to the Gemara. Shem Rebbe's Arboim, Minyan Shu Samuch L'Arboim, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Arboim Shleim Asuloka. Nope, he gets straight up 40. Hit him with the 40. Heichanu Lokas Yisera. And where does he get that extra one, the 40th one that we give it to, we're giving this 40th one, where does he get it? Bank Seifav, he gets it between his shoulders. Right, we're going to see that on Amud Beis, that one third of the malchus are given on his chest and two thirds on his back. So therefore, that's why we're asking, where is this last one going? A third and two thirds is going to be 13 and 26, right? And then you have one more that you give, it goes between his shoulders. Next, says the Mishnah, Ein omdim also ela b'malchus ruis l'shtalish. What we do is we have in omid. Rashi says the Gemara Mefarsh what ruis l'shtalish means, but we assess them with a number that can be divided by 3. Abdullah, in other words, nobody can handle, like we're going to see what the whip is made out of. No one can handle 40 lashes or 39 lashes. So what we do is we evaluate how much can he handle, and we do it in sets, in some ways to be divisible by 3. Veloka miktsas, so Abdullah Kabel, let's say they did a little evaluation, they saw he's able to get the full 40. You can get 39. The loka makes us, and then they go ahead and they give him makes us. They start the smackdown. Beep, turn the page. Chopes on base. V'amdushen yochel kabal arvim. They see that as it continue, they reassess and they see he's not able to get all 40. Then putter, he is off the hook. He doesn't get any more. They stop right there. Right? They notice that he's looking not strong. He's looking at the Rashi says. Rivan says. The kibbin is bazav a base, and since he's been disgraced a base, and v'loka ksas sagil abach. That's enough. Avalolaka elam duav. They didn't give him the spec at all, but they just evaluated. It's all they did. Lar boy, because what I'm doing, and then they did another evaluation. She'ein yachal. He's not able to do it. Lakabel kulam lo mifta. He's not off the hook. The aim was showing legra omid. You can't ela loka achersman. You can't just let him off the hook. Vachanami ibam duo le shmonasa. Let's say you evaluate him. He can hit 18. You could dat that. Mishalaka chazva amdu. And then they did another one. And they see that Shiyachal Adayin, Lakabal Arbaim, he can still get more, still Pater, Mishim Dalaka, you already got. Avalo Laka Roshayan Los, if you didn't get anything, then you can add Al Omer Rishon to the original number. Amdu Lakabal Shonas, this is a Mishim, this is 418. Mishalaka, then he started, he got the 18, Amdu Shayachal Lakabal Arbaim, he was able to get actually all 40, then Pater, he is done skis, right? You already got it. You can't give him more. Frek the Gemara, my time. Why is he saying 39 not 40? Because iksiv arboim b'mispar. If 40 in number would have been written, and then you have the word 40 before the word b'mispar, before the word number, then havamin arboim b'minyana, right? It means literally exactly as it's saying 40. Hashtuchsiv b'mispar arboim, in the number of 40, minyan shehu sochem es arboim, it's one that counts to 40. Once comes right before it, and once following it's going to be before it, means 39. Amarava, kama tipshoi shayanshe. How foolish people are. That is, says Rashi, kama shotem alolu robinei adam. The kaimim mikamei sefer Torah. They get up in front of a sefer Torah. Give respect. Follow kaimim mikamei gavir avid. They don't get in front of great sages. Deal with sefer Torah, ksev arbaim. It says 40 in the sefer Torah. Basar abadam mitzad batsu chada. And the chum came along, and they took away one. Right. In other words, because they understand, what does the Torah want from us? So if you're respecting the Torah, of course you respect the ones that are explaining what the Torah is teaching us. So stand up for Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bar Arboim Shleim. He says, no, 40 straight up, and the 40th one goes between the shoulders. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Dichsei wevev. Because the pasuk says, "And Zechariah, Ma hamakos ha'ila bein yodecha va'amar asher hu kesi bein me'ahavai." What are these wounds between your arms? Yeah. And he will say, "It was from when I was lashed in the house of those who loved me." This is talking about a navi sheker that between his shoulders came from the Sanhedrin who punished him because they love him and they want him to go in the right path. So since the third, first 39 are not between the shoulders, this pasuk must be talking about a 40th one, which is the in-between one, as it is alluding to. The Rabbanan, who say 39, how do they explain this pasuk over here that it says that it's between the shoulders? I hope you don't know Shabbos Rabban, who would say this is talking about something else entirely. This is talking about the children, the kids. And when they're misbehaving, they got to get the smack down a little bit. This has nothing to do with Malchus. Einom de'emele b'malchus aruyos. The Mishnah said that we assess them by a number that can be split up into thirds, into three. And if you got part of it, then, right, or, and then, or you got, let's say, you got all of them, you could do more, you got part of it, he couldn't do much, he doesn't get any more. Laka in, so we say that this is only if he already got Malchus, he doesn't get more. Low laka low, but if he didn't even start the process of it, then no, he's not off the hook. Let's say when they originally set up, they assessed them, they can get 40 malchus. Chazron, then they evaluated again. He's not able to handle the 40 malchus that they worked out. Potter, then he's off the hook entirely. He doesn't get any malchus. Says the Rivan, Afak of the Lolak, he didn't even get anything. Alma de lo shani bain, laka lo laka. There's no distinction between whether he got the malchus or not. So how do we deal with this? Let's say the evaluator may get 18. They start to be able to do 40. Potter is off the hook from getting any more. So unlike the Mishnah, the Braisa doesn't make a distinction whether or not he got Malchus or he didn't get him, but he got some, he didn't get some. The Mishnah is talking about where they reassessed him on the very day that they did originally, the original assessment, did they do it again? Right? Because it doesn't make sense. It's unlikely that it's going to change on the same day of their evaluation. So we assume that the first evaluation was a mistake, and the first assessment, therefore, is null and void. So from the first case of the Mishnah, if he received even part of the first assessment before they realized the mistake, he's spotted from getting more because he's already been vinikach, been disgraced, or whatever he got until then. But if he didn't get anything yet, then we wait until he gets better from his health, and then we give him a proper evaluation. And ha adam du'la machar uliyom acharon, the Brice is talking about where they reassessed him on the next day or something afterwards. In that case, yeah, a person's level of health could change very drastically from one day to the next. Or can get better, can get worse. So the first one is considered a good assessment. So if the court initially understood that he's able to handle 40 until the day of punishment, then when that day arrived, they saw that he's not able to deal with it, then he's totally off the hook because the first one stands, but he's not able to get 40 because the first assessment stands, and yet the offender cannot receive the 40 lashes that are prescribed because it got worse. Now, even though he didn't get any malchus, he's disgraced by having been assessed in court for malchus. And when the court initially figured out that the offender could only handle 18 until the day of punishment, on that day they turned out he's able to get all 40, he receives only 18, which is the original assessment that we had. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Avar Avera Sheyesh Bashne Lavin. Let's see, somebody who's over in Avera that had two Lavin, two Losases, and therefore he's a Chayev, two Malchus. Let's say he plowed a field and he did it. Rivon gives an example of that. Let's say, Kegon Choresh Beshor Vechamor. You're not allowed to take these two different animals and do plow with them together, but you do that. Vikilayim Ekerim. And then seeds fall in, and then because of that, it ends up doing Kilayim Ekerim. Amdu Omeid Echad. Then, if the Bezin did one assessment for both of these Avaidas, Loko Pater, then he gets Malchus according to this assessment, and then he's off the hook from getting any more. Right? So, what they did is they did a double for both of them at the same time. Vim Lav, but let's say they only assessed him on one of the Averas over here, says Rivan, Dalo Amdu Omeid Echad, Ela Lav Echad. Then he has to get Malchus, he gets better. And that's what the Mishnah says, Loke, Misrape, Vichozer, Loke. So he gets Malchus, he gets better, and then he goes back and gets Malchus again. Vichota, we don't go ahead and make one evaluation for two different things. Each one has to be done on its own, but the Mishnah just says that you can do it together. Rav Sheshes, Lo Kasha, that's not a question, we're good. Two different situations. Ha'adam du'lar boim v'chada. The Bryce says that you're not able to do a double thing. It's talking about where they assess them to be able to handle only 41 Malchus. Otherwise, he checked me, he can handle 41. And therefore, he's going to get 39 for one of them, and he can't get more than that. Right? And ha'adam du'a. And can't just do one malchus, you know, one hit for your set. It's got to be at least multiples of three, right? So hodam du laboyim b'chadam, hodam du laboyim b'tarti. The Mishnah says you could do a double shtickle of theirs when they worked out to 42 or more, because he can get 39 at one time for the first one, and at least three for the second one. Therefore, you could do a double whammy over there, and he gets a double assessment, even though it ends up being less than a full-on 80 malchus, you know, 78 malchus. Zuck the next Heiliga Mishnah.
Let's get into the procedure over here. Zuck the Heiliga Mishnah. So how exactly is this done, this whole malchus situation here? Says the Mishnah, Kesar malchus, so how do you go give him malchus? Kofesh te yadav al amud heilich veheilich. There's an amud, this pillar which is in front of him. What you do is you tie up his hands on both sides of it. Vechazan HaKenes is the one who's in, you know, takes care of the business over there, like the gabbai. Ochis Mugadav, he grabs onto his clothing, he pulls it away to the area where he can get malchus. Im nikru nikru vim nifrum nifrum, if they end up ripping, they rip and they split by the seam, then they split. Anshu Megalas Liba, until he goes and he reveals his heart right up to the chest. Va'evin nusuna mecharvin, there was a stone that's put behind him that the person doing the malchus stands on. Chazam gets the omen of stands on. Ritzub yadu, he's got a strap in his hand. What's it made out of? It's made of an egel, which is a baby cow. Shel egel, kful achas ushtayim ushtayim la'arba. It's bent over, then bent over again, so it looks like four. Ushtay ritzuos shel chamor olas v'yodas ba. They have two straps of the donkey that run in the middle of it. Yod of tefach, the width of the handle is a tefach. V'rachba tefach, and the width of the actual strap also is a tefach. Just think about it, it's pretty wide. Virosha magasal piakreso, in the head of it, when you go and when you give the whack from the back, what ends up happening is it goes all the way over and then it hits onto the actual stomach. And umako so shlish milfanov, he hits him 1/3 of it on the front. Rashi, as Rivan says, ala beten v'shtei yadav me'acharav. Begamar mefarsh tongue, they're going to explain why. V'shtei yadav me'acharav, and two on his back. Ve'no mako so lo omi v'lo yoshev alamuta. It doesn't do when he's standing or sitting, but rather leaned over. Shenar v'yipil shav. The pasuk says like to throw him down, lean him over. V'amaka mako yadav achas b'kol koch. He says with one hand, with all of his strength. V'akori kori, and you have someone there who's going and he's reading psukim along during these ideas. Im lo sishmor lasso, so if you don't go ahead and you don't follow that which Hashem wants you to be doing, psukim devarim. Im lo sishmor lasso, kol devarei HaTorah, zos ha'aksum b'sefer hazeh, liyuras Hashem ha'nichbad v'nor hazeh, as Hashem ha'lokecha, v'hifla Hashem ha'smakuzcha, v'yismak ha'zor yechel, ma'akuz gedolz, v'ne'amano z'chayil ha'mroim, v'ne'amanim. He goes to say, saying all these psukim, v'hifla Hashem ha'smakuzcha, v'yismakuz, etc. Hashem is going to give you know, big blows and your offspring, etc. V'chozer letchila samikra, and he goes back to the beginning. Right, he ends up finishing it before they're done with the malchus. Then he says again, Ushmai, and he goes on. Ushmartem is divrei abris azos, and the pasuk says in the next paragraph, Ushmartem is divrei torah azos, divrei abris azos. V'asisam b'sam l'man taskilu eis kol asher ta'asun. Right, he says that v'chozem, and then he finishes up by saying v'urachum yichaper avol asis v'arbal shemavol v'kamosar shemashul v'kamosar. V'chozer letchila samikra, and he goes back again to the beginning. If the guy dies while getting the malchus, Rashi says the shlech bezin, who then what ends up happening? Then potter, the guy is potter. He sells the daf ches. The shlech bezin, and therefore it says that he's not chayev because he's doing a mitzvah. Hosev lo odim ritzu achas meis, but if he adds more than he's supposed to, even more, then it's on him. Right? Rashi says the omer meis harize gola yado v'lo dami la'kol asar b'nei adam asar malchus. And Kimna Adam.
In any event, the point is he's saying, Imr Tzvachas, if Hosef lo Tzvachas, and he dies, then he raises a Gola Yod, he goes to Golas. Niskal Kel, but if the guy goes to the bathroom, Rashi says, Dixiv, Rivan, Dixiv, Vinikla, Harber Nikla, he should be disgracing, if he uses the bathroom while he's getting whipped, then Bein Berei, Bein Bemayim, number two or number one, then Pater is off Tokyo, stop right there. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ish Berei, oh no, it's a man that has to be number two, but Isha B'mayim, but a woman were more lenient with, even if it's a number one, they stopped the Malkus right over there. Peep, turn the page. Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, just starting, my time, what's pshat, why is this? Mishum Nikla, right? In other words, because the Pasuk says, V'nikla, and he should be disgraced, be embarrassed.
Well, the Bach actually takes out those four words. So, with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show y'all a great, great day.